Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Motivational Monday, your weekly top-up for business and life success. I'm Karen Strunk, social media and business coach. Now, in today's episode, we are going to dive straight in and talk about how your history and attitude can guide your success. Now, first of all, I don't want you to let your history dictate your future because it's all too easy to look back on the bad things that have happened to us. It's all too easy to get stuck in a cycle of blame, picking out experiences from the past that absorb us from responsibility. You are where you are now because of the choices that you've made, how you've decided to deal with them, and how much power you've allowed them to have. If you don't like where you are, you are entirely responsible. If you're happy where you are now, then you can take full responsibility for that. So huge congratulations to you. So there's a lot of things that we can use as excuses that prevent us from moving forward and taking complete control of our lives and our careers. So let's have a look at some of the examples. Perhaps they may ring true with you. How about an ingrained family message? You know, oh, our family have always been the losers in life. Oh, we've never earned much money. Oh, it's always been unfair for us. What about mistakes you've made? But it wasn't my fault because he or she made me do it. What about horrible people you've let into your life? Oh, if only I hadn't been friends with so-and-so, none of this would have happened to me. How many stories do you replay? Are you a victim of life? Remember, you're not the only one that bad stuff happens to. Life happens to everybody, but it's how you make up your mind to deal with it that counts. If somebody treats you badly, and I'm not talking about being attacked in the street or anything like that, but if somebody you've let into your life treats you badly, then you've allowed them to do that. If you're in a bad paying job with a boss that you don't like, you're choosing to be in that position and do that job. Are your thoughts helping you achieve your goals? Or are your thoughts holding you back? Are your thoughts taking you where you want to go? You have to accept full responsibility for where you are now and for your circumstances. Life doesn't just happen to you. Your decisions have brought you right now to this moment. If you've got that victim mentality that, you know, that's the biggest part of you that you've got to work on before you do anything else, that's so important. When you're not a victim anymore and you start taking control, you're in charge. You are the boss. You make the decisions. You get to say whose company you spend time in. You decide who to allow into your life. You decide the direction you take. You don't allow yourself to be blowing in the wind here, there and everywhere. You take control and decide that no matter what way the wind blows, you're going to stay on track. So what part have you played into getting to where you are now? Your attitude has dictated this. So I want you to decide your rules. I want you to decide on the attitude you'll have. Should life give you something unpleasant to deal with? Decide on your behaviour. Decide on what behaviours from others that you will and what you won't accept. Now, I haven't got any better circumstances than you have right now. I could bore you with every sob story under the sun. But I've decided that I'm going to take control and that I've got a choice in the matter of where I'm going, what I want to be, and how I'm going to handle things and handle this thing called life. Now, I've made it through all those sob stories and I've come out stronger and more determined than ever. And will tough times happen again? Yep, they will. That's life. Will they knock me to the ground? Possibly. Will I stay there stuck in that moment? Absolutely not. I don't want to stay stuck in some bad place from the past. So look at taking responsibility. Stop the blame game. Take control and make decisions that put you where you want to be. What do you have to do to achieve that goal or that dream? Do that. Don't look back. Decide right now what your future will look like and what you need to do to get there. You can do it. Thanks for tuning in. And next week, we are going to look at how you can position yourself for success in life and in your industry.